Hello, I'm Gary Aide, and we're stacking the NBA with a matchup preview of the LA Clippers and the Milwaukee Bucks. LA comes in with a record of 29-25 on the year, Milwaukee 34-17. Over their last 10, Clippers playing pretty good basketball, 7-3, and they did win their last game. Milwaukee also playing good of late, 7-3 over their last 10 as well, but have won 5 straight. Here are the numbers. LA averages 110.6 per game, gives up 110.5 for a point differential of 0.1 in the positive column. Meanwhile, Milwaukee scores 114.3 per contest, giving up 111.9 for a positive differential of 2.6. Looking at the turnover numbers, 13.9 turnovers per game by the Clippers, 14.6 by the Bucks. Milwaukee shoots 46.2% from the field, 47% from the field by the Clippers. LA is 37.9% from long range, Milwaukee a little bit less at 36.1, and the Bucks shoot just 73.6% from the free throw line, Clippers closer to league average at 77%. Lastly, bench scoring. Big advantage here for Milwaukee, 42.9 points per game from its bench, 34.4 from the bench of the Clippers. Both teams are hot over their last 10, as I mentioned, and so this bodes to be a very good game. It's actually the first meeting of these two clubs this year, a home game for Milwaukee, who's without Bobby Portis. Serge Ibaka is not with the team at the moment. Looks like he's imminently about to be traded. As far as LA, John Wall is out. Marcus Morris Sr. is questionable. This could go either way. I think this is a very exciting game, and I'm going to go with Milwaukee at home, but this could go either way. I think this is a great, great matchup. And that'll do it for our on-court look of Bucks and Clippers. Coming up, we'll dive into the betting lines of this one as we continue stacking the NBA.
I'm Brandon Fern with Stacking NBA with a betting preview between the Los Angeles Clippers and the Milwaukee Bucks. The lines are currently open, and it favors the Milwaukee Bucks at home, sitting at 5 overall in the spread, with the over-under of 230. Now, looking at these two teams offensively, the Clippers have been struggling of late, and that's probably because they've been in and out their two stars in Paul George and Kawhi Leonard. They've been averaging 110.6 points per game, but their calling card has been their defense. They're actually third best in points allowed per game, giving up only 110.5 points. Now, Milwaukee's not that bad on the defensive side either. They're currently ranked 7th, giving up 111.9 points per game. And their offense is a little bit better. They've been averaging 114.3 points a game. The reason behind that is because they've been having one of the better scorers in the NBA in Giannis. He's currently 3rd overall in the points and 2nd in rebounding in the NBA. His last 5 games, he's been averaging 37.4 points and 13.8 rebounds. He's coming off a game where he just dropped 34 points and 18 rebounds. Right now, the player props on him on the points sit at 32.5. I would definitely lean and take the over in that one. I know the Clippers are a better defensive team and Kawhi might be there, but I do like Giannis and I just feel like he's too dominant. So I would definitely lean and take the over in that one. Speaking of Kawhi, I do like the points on his side too. It currently sits at 28.5. I mean, if you look at his last 8 games, he's been averaging 30 points a game and he just dropped 33 points against the Chicago Bulls, so I would lean and take the over in that one as well. Now, when we're looking at this spread right now, Milwaukee's actually pretty good. They're 27-22-2, and they've been trending of late against the spread. They have a record of 6-1 against the spread following against the spread loss. They just coming off one, so I like them trending on that side as well, so I would definitely lean towards the spread on the Milwaukee Bucks. Now, when it comes to this over-under, if you look at their last 17 home games, they've been having a record of the Milwaukee Bucks 13-4 overall. So I definitely like the over in this game too as well. You got Kawhi in there. Paul George might play. You got Giannis. I mean, look, you got 3 of the best players right now in the NBA in this game alone. Lean and take the over in that one as well. That's our look at the Los Angeles Clippers and the Milwaukee Bucks. I'm Brandon Fryer. This is Stacking NBA.